Hey guys,
it's happening
with Snooki and Joey.
Crackle me.
Crackle me, ladies. Masks up, panties up, masks up for the next announcement. Oh wait, what if I have COVID? I'm sick. That's the announcement. I don't feel well.
She's sick.
So if you hear vomiting, pissing in the toilet, it's not from my penis. It's from my asshole. Or if you hear yakking or you hear a thump on the floor, that means I've passed. Just a forewarning. I am not well, bitch. I woke up like with every terminal illness and disorder available.
Well, welcome to the show, bitches. Happy Friday. So yeah, Joey's not feeling well. And I feel like last night didn't help. I saw you were at like a rave. Like, who are you?
Oh my God, how do I get bamboozled?
What was that?
I thought I was going to like an influencer. It was kind of an influencer event. So I get these emails all the time. I get invited to all these things all the time. No.
Do you?
No, it's like, it's usually like, you know, when it's like influencer event, you know what it is. Like you go into the carpet and then you like go to the party. You're celebrating the launch of like this new fucking whatever. Well, this is like a
weed. Yeah, what was this for?
It's this weed company called Rhythm. That I wanted to work with because I want to get my own weed gummies eventually.
Oh my God, I totally forgot we were trying to do that. Okay.
Yeah. So this company, I would love to work with them. So like I want to like, you know, get in good graces and like, you know, network and see what the vibes are. And there's going to be gift bags and stuff. So Billy loves the band that's playing there. It's not a band. I'm so old. They're like
a DJ.
They're DJs. They're like famous big DJs. But I thought it was a band. Sophie Tucker, like one girl sings and then her friend name's Sophie and the other guy's name is Tucker and he DJed. They DJ with headphones on, then like, the lady comes in the front and she sings with a microphone and then she goes back behind it and it's like it's a whole interactive thing. But yeah, it was a bud ball. It was a weed party. So they still had out bars there, but like no one was really drinking. It was all weed. And when you walked in, you got this fanny pack full of like every fucking like enough weed to like put the cartel away. Like there was joints and vapes and
that's why everyone was smoking
flowers and rolling papers and blunts and all this shit. I don't know what it was. So I wasn't gonna smoke the real thing, but everyone's just like literally. It's the strangest thing to see a bar. And I always thought about that. Like what about what are they gonna do? Like so many people are stopping drinking alcohol. And doing other things like, you know, weed gummies and mushrooms and pills and like, you know, all different things. So like a lot of
people. Yeah, they're even doing the cocktail drinks that have like the CBD in them. So yeah. People don't get hungover. Yeah.
But it was. So they had a whole margarita bar with weed margaritas.
Did you try it?
No, because I got there and I didn't know everyone was going to be fucking blazed when I walked in. I walked in, everyone's fucked up. I didn't even have a drink. I went in at 6 o'clock. So I was like, oh, I have to catch up. It was interesting to see people like literally. So
he's passing.
Literally just like smoking big ass blunts and like passing them around and rolling them up. And just like, it was like a whole scene, which I've never seen before. But I think that's the way of the, I'm going to, I've been foreshadowing for many moons. I'm always on the pulse. I've always had my fingernail on the pulse of trends. And you know how now the nightclub industry has us by the balls with alcohol and bottle service and tables. Like that's the only thing they have on us. Like to spend $10,000 on a fucking bottle of Grey Goose in a fucking nightclub with hookers. Do you know what I mean?
Oh my God, that's the worst.
That's how they feel like they got you. But what? Not maybe not people like you don't have like you know you're not in the ball's not in your court anymore because you can't hold that over people's heads. Alcohol, because that's the one thing they have. And that service. So like when people stop drinking, they ain't gonna get shit to sit at a table. No one's gonna do that. So I think I like the
idea. I feel like it's mandatory though when you buy a table that you have to order drinks, like a bottle.
Well, that's what I'm interesting to see like what they're gonna do because a lot of people aren't doing that no more and it's gonna fall off. I think the next 10 years, bottle service and things like that are gonna be a thing of the past. But looking out with all these things, so they're gonna have to like, you know, serve weed or I don't know, figure it out. I mean, I don't have the blueprints. I don't have the blueprints for that type of infrastructure at this point, Spooky. If I had,
I haven't tried the drinks.
Oh, you like it? It's just like a glass of wine, but it's like it's not a glass of wine because it's so they're so low the weed in it. So it's like having the same weed effect on you as having like a high noon or something. It's like a tiny bit of weed. It's only like 2% in it. So like if whatever buzz you would get from one high noon, that's the buzz you're gonna get from one thing. So it's the same kind of thought process with the beverages.
Yeah, I just get nervous because I remember smoking in high school and like sometimes like I would be fine and like just silly, but then other times I'd be super fucking paranoid and wish it was over and just like freaking out and thinking I'm dying. So like, even though there's like a little bit in the drinks, I just don't want to have that feeling.
Well,
because I hate being like paranoid for no reason. Like I hate that feeling.
They don't have, this is sold over the counter. Like I'm like a teenager. This is not like street drugs where you're gonna like die. You can handle it. I would do it at night times. Weed always makes me feel sloopy and sleepy. Like I feel very relaxed and like calm, and I just want to kind of giggle and like sit on the couch. And I don't feel like weed is like the thing to go out and do. Like I don't feel like turning up. I just become mute and just like want to like vibe out. So I'd like doing it at home. So I would do like in a night home, maybe like on a, okay, picture this, spooky. It's the middle of the summer. The sun has set. There's a cool breeze in the air. The ducks are flying around or swimming around your pond in the backyard. And then you crack open a cold one of cannabis.
Oh, you should be a commercial director.
You lower your panties. You lower your swimsuit or your tankini.
Ew.
You take off your tankini. And just enjoy. Let the cool breeze hit you where the good Lord split you, sister.
Freak. Wait, speaking of that, I just saw a TikTok about that. There was this girl, like, I don't know if she was high or whatever. She looked sober. But there was this girl, and she was on a beach, but I think she thought it was, like, a private beach.
Stop! She's jerking off.
She sat in the waves, but she put, like, a vibrator in her bathing suit. And I guess, like, a family saw her, so the family called the cops. And the cops came up, and they were like, you know, you can't be doing that in public. She goes, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see anyone. I just needed a quick orgasm. I'm so sorry. Wait, but it ended tragically because I was reading the comments.
She got killed?
No, she killed herself because the video went viral.
You're kidding.
Like, well, couldn't they blur her face out? Like, that is embarrassing.
All for a viral moment. Just
yeah, so the girl freaking took her life because she was embarrassed. But she didn't look fucked up. She just looked like she needed just to let loose.
Oh,
what a sin. Can you imagine?
No. That's why I charge my nude videos on the internet.
Stop. Hey,
so yeah, I saw that she was just trying to get a little buzz going. No pun intended.
Like what a sin.
And she wasn't exposing her privates to the children. She was just, she slipped a discreet device inside of her thong.
Yeah. So I felt horrible reading that poor thing.
Do you think it's like when we get to heaven? Do you have to like go and tell everyone what happened? Like your friends and stuff, like people that you see, like, you know, you meet a stranger, like, oh, hey, girl, what happened to you?
But like, how'd you die?
I was jerking off on the beach and I was so embarrassed I had to get out of there. Like, what did you tell people your story? And you make it your personality, like, you know, like a know-it-all in our physical life that's like everyone's annoyed by, gets like hit by a car, and she's her whole, you know, afterlife is like her just nagging about what went on with the driver and like causing blame, never letting it go.
No, that is literally awful. I just saw that the other day and I felt terrible. Like all the comments were like, yeah, like this has been funny. She ended up taking her life. Like what a sin. Poor freaking thing. Yeah, wait. So Joey is going, where are you going?
Fucking NASCAR? Alabama.
Oh, Alabama.
I'm going to Talladega, which is like, you know that race cars, NASCAR?
Yes, I've been there.
Yeah. So it's like I always go to the Daytona 500, but this one's like even trashier. So.
Well, hopefully you feel better because that'll suck.
Yeah, I know. So I have to get in the plane. My original flight was for 8 this morning. Thank God I didn't do that because I would have been shaking like a leaf and dead. I didn't even get fucked. I just had like some of the weed drink. Nicole.
What?
I have to shit. Hold on. It's coming out. I'm pausing it.
Yeah, you're fine.
I'm muting it.
It's happening.
Okay, I'm back.
Whoa, that was quick. Did it come out like water? Like
water.
Yeah, so that happened to me. When did that happen to me? I feel like it was like 2 weeks ago. But like I couldn't like trust the fart. I was like, and I was in Target too. And it happened like the night before. And then I thought it was just like something I ate or whatever, because you know, I've been eating healthy. So when I eat like something like not healthy, that usually happens to me. So I was in Target the next morning and it was like 9 o'clock and I didn't do my poops yet. And I felt like I had to go, but like I was scared to like even like do anything because I knew I was going to shit my pants.
Do you shit in Target?
No, I went to Burlington after and I shit there.
Yeah. I love that about us, that we can shit anywhere.
No, yeah, we are not the people that are like, oh, I can't shit there. Like, I have to, like, run home and do it.
Girl,
like,
please.
I will shit in a porta potty if I need to.
I shit inside of an Uber, a speeding car.
Remember that story?
Yes, I'll go anywhere.
That's like, Crusader special.
You know, I am excited, though. I'm going to be losing a little bit of weight in case I have to take my top off for mud wrestling.
Oh, yeah, you look good, though.
Oh, it's like everything.
You look very nice.
You know, maybe because it's the times are changing, like the weather's changing, and it's been like hot. It's literally been like hot and cold. It was freezing out the other day. Now it's warm.
Yeah, today's gonna be 80, and I feel like even though like I'm working out and stuff, like I'm not ready to
be seen.
Yeah, like I don't want like my arms out yet. Like I want to be able to like wear tank tops and just shorts, but like I don't feel comfortable, and I don't look like disgusting. Because I lost almost like 12 pounds, but I don't, I just want my like muscles back.
Did you ever like your arm? You used to wear sleeves all the time when you were.
Yeah, when I was jacked, when I was working out fucking every single day with my trainer, I was running 3 miles a fucking day. I was so like regimented and like so good. And it wasn't hard for me. Like I still went out and like if I wanted to drink wine, I would. And then if I had a cheat day, like it wouldn't even mess up my entire routine. But I feel like now that I'm older, it's so much worse.
Is that where it goes straight? Like when you gain weight, it goes straight to your arms.
Yeah. I feel like it goes straight to like my fupa and then it goes to my arms. And that's like the first thing you see when I start gaining weight because I'm so small that, you know, if I gain 5 pounds, it looks like I gained freaking 10. That's why I hate being so short.
What I was saying earlier about myself. Mine goes straight to my stomach, like my gut and underneath my face, like my chin and like my neck.
Yeah, but usually when you get lipo, it doesn't go to where you got the lipo, I thought.
Yeah, I mean, but it's inevitable.
Well, you're looking great. I am so excited. So next week. All right. So this weekend, Joey will be away. I'm having like a girls weekend, which I'm really upset that you're not coming to. Next week. I go to Disney, you guys, for fucking like 11 days. I'm freaking out because first of all, I'm not going to see Rocky for 11 days.
Why can't you bring him?
I can't bring him to Disney, bitch. It's too much.
You don't stay in a house? Oh, because you're never home.
I do, but we're at the parks all day and I just don't want to traumatize him like that. And he loves going to my mom's house. You know, mommy's house, her backyard. She has like 3 acres. He loves running around. My mom treats him like a freaking baby. So my mom's going to end up taking Rocky while I'm in Disney for 11 days. I'm just like freaking out about not seeing Rocky and then just being in Disney for that long, like making sure I'm packing the right things. Like it's fine because like we have a washer and dryer. So it's not like I have to pack for every single day because, you know, you just wash your underwear and, you know, you reuse the shorts and everything. So I just want to be prepared. So I'm going Thursday for Giovanna's cheer competition. It's her last cheer at Summit. And then usually we have like a little break and then we come back home and then we go back to Disney because we usually go at the end of May because we come back right before Memorial Day weekend. Then we go straight to the Shore House for the weekend with everyone. But we ended up going earlier this year. So after Giovanna's cheer competition is over on Sunday, then all the family is coming for our annual Disney trip Sunday night. So then we stay from Monday to Friday or Saturday. I don't remember which one. Saturday. So, bitch, I'm going to be in fucking Disney for a long-ass time.
How do the kids go off school that long?
They don't.
So you.
They don't. So I feel like I'm getting away with it now just because Angela's in preschool, whatever. It doesn't matter. Giovanna's in fourth grade, so it's not, like, horrible. And then Lorenzo's in sixth. So I feel like once Lorenzo starts getting to, like, 7, 8, it's going to be an issue. But, like, they give the kids, like, packets of work to do and, like, the online stuff because there's a lot of stuff they do online. So they still have to, like, get the work done. But. Yeah, it's not great. So we're going to have to start going on spring break. But I'm going to be gone for a while next week.
Imagine having to rip your kids off a ride to go do fucking homework in the bathroom at Disney.
Oh, God. That's why I'm like, just get it done on the plane. We're just sitting there. Like, just get it freaking done. So wish me luck. I got blue nails. And blue is, like, so not my color. And I feel so weird with it. But it's Giovanna's last cheer competition. So I got blue nails. And it's actually, it's not like a stripper hooker blue. I'll send you a picture. But it's more of like a spring blue. So it kind of fits in with like the times. but it's just so not me, and I'm very uncomfortable.
I don't think I'd ever have blue nails if I was a woman, or when I was a woman.
Well, I have to. It's her color, and I feel like it's good luck. Every time I get like my nails done blue, I feel like they do good. So
she never even said the phrase I taught you.
Oh, blue nails, who dis?
the second flight, mama.
Blue nails.
Wait. Wiggles, that's what I'm talking about. My kid now. He's on Rumspringa. He's been whining out. I can't bring him to the dog park anymore.
Why?
Within a week, this all happened. He went through puberty, full puberty, and all within a week. I got at my show in Florida, in what's it called? Denver. Oh, where's it? Boston. I got this dog. Someone got me a stuffed replica like of a Pico. And it looks just like him and has his name tag on and everything. And they like show him, they send you a picture. You send a picture to the company and they like make a dog based on your fucking pictures. So he had a twin dog, but he has been fresh, being very fresh with that dog. He's humping it. And
okay, that's normal.
Sex with the dog. But
wait, is it a boy? He's gay too?
The dog, well, it's his twin. So it could be narcissism. He's fucking himself.
Oh, nice.
But I think, and this is disgusting, I think he's finishing because he comes, but after he's doing it, he's all wet.
Ew, he's a baby.
That's what I'm saying. His spolene has just dropped this week. I put him in that little stroller, that little carry-on thing on my chest. And it was like, he was like fudging. So I went down to see what his tail was stuck. And I felt the bolindas.
Oh, that's sick.
Finally fell out. So we're going to the park. So now that I know that he's like actively like doing sex. And then his whole thing came out.
Oh, the red rocket.
Yeah, like why? I saw it like in the shadows, like over the like on the side of the bed. I was like, oh my God, sick. But like, I just don't.
Oh, I needed that.
It's like watching your kid. This is a child. Like, why is he doing this disgusting thing?
Disgusting.
So now, and so when he's at the dog park, he brought him to the dog park. He was humping everyone, and I don't. God forbid, another woman, a baby dog's not fixed, and he slips it in and gets her knocked up. I'll be judged for 18 years. I'll have to pay child support.
Oh yeah, I think it's time. Did you talk to your vet about scheduling an appointment?
I have to go. I got the estimate. How much did you pay?
I paid. See, I feel like usually a neuter is like $1,500. Like, it's not crazy.
But then I probably can get it for like $200 places. But that's probably like in the bad neighborhoods.
Well, maybe my bill is definitely more, just because Rocky got like 5 teeth pulled.
He needs 1 tooth pulled.
Yeah, you have to do it because he's already under anesthesia. You don't want to, especially small dogs like that, you don't want to keep putting them under anesthesia. So once he gets his balls chopped off, have them pull the tooth so he doesn't have to do that again.
It's happening.
With new McValue at McDonald's, you get more than you expect. So after a long day, buy a double cheeseburger and add a McChicken for $1. Because saving with deals is always on the menu. With new McValue.
Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
They also want to put the chip in while he's sleeping, too.
Yeah, do the chip. I got the chip.
Oh, my God.
He's going to be so drama when you get home, so you have to get the surgical suit. Because the cone, bitch, he's not going to fucking wear the cone.
That's what they have, the suit there at the place. I should get it.
Oh, good.
Well, does it cover his butthole and his pee hole?
I don't remember.
But does he have to take it off to go to the bathroom? That's what I'm saying.
No, yeah, I don't remember what I did. Possibly, yeah.
That's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, because you have to. Oh, yeah. Yeah, because you have to take it off when they go to the bathroom.
Like, why can't they just make stitch? Oh, because it's not the stitches that. I know the reason why they have to can't have because they lick it and the stitches dissolve. But but why can't they do regular stitches? Because they'll still lick it and then they'll get infected.
Well, yeah, it's just a pain in the ass because then you have to go back and get it taken out, and they're not going to fucking sit there and get the stitches taken out. They're not a human; they're going to be flipping out.
They should have.
See, it wasn't that bad. It's all coming back to me now. So yeah, it's like a sleepy onesie for us. You put their feet in, and then it's literally just like a cozy pajama onesie that covers everything, so they can't lick. But when you go to the bathroom, yeah, you have to take it off. And then you can wipe them so they don't smell because you can't really like give them a bath.
How long?
And then you put the onesie back on.
How long?
I don't remember. Well, like 2 weeks.
Oh my God.
A week and a half. He'll be fine though. After like the next day, he'll be back to feeling okay. Like, he'll be back to his chipper self.
Oh.
But he just needs to rest.
Yeah, I guess I like if he's knocked out, though. So it's like he's not, like, suffering. He's just sleeping the whole time. Are you watching the Karen Reed case?
I'm not watching it, but I'm, like, seeing updates on TikTok. And I guess her defense team is really fucking killing it.
Yeah, it's like there's no way in hell anyone would look at this, the facts of how they're laid out, and think that this it's a possibility. Every sign leads to these, and all these shady people are coming forward and saying they lied the first time.
Like, how is this even a trial? I feel like when you're on trial for something like that, and people are admitting on the stand that they went on the record lying, that should be a dismissal for the whole trial. It's just like, there's no evidence here. Like, done.
And they should be arrested. That's lying under oath. Isn't that a criminal offense?
Yeah, it's like a felony. Like, and nobody's getting arrested. Like, what is happening? They are fucking corrupt over there.
Yeah, they're corrupt. They're all fucking Irish cops from Boston.
Well, they better all get in trouble because this is bullshit.
I'm not saying all Irish cops. I am saying that, actually. Never mind. Yeah.
Well, speaking of Boston, me and Joey were just there together.
Oh, well, you weren't there.
Dren was there.
Claudette showed up first, and then Dren showed up shortly after.
You guys will see it on, because we were filming. It'll be on the next season, not the season coming up. We're literally like a year behind in filming, like airing wise, because what's going to air the next season of Jersey Shore that's airing at the end of May, we literally shot that a year and a half ago. So everything is so fucking delayed. So I don't know when you're going to see me and Joey.
Em already had her baby. Her baby's already in college.
Literally. So we are so freaking behind. But I was so excited. So I knew Joey was going to be in Boston. We talked about this, I think, on the episode, on the podcast. And I wanted to see Joey. Me and Dina were, like, turning up all day. And Joey had his show with Trish. And then I was like, okay, I want to see Joey. And I guess I got too drunk. And I thought in my head that producers wouldn't let me see Joey. So I started yelling at everyone. And I wouldn't talk to the castmates. And I'm like, I just want to see Joey.
Yeah.
And then I saw Joey. And then I think I was fine.
Well, we were all in cahoots the whole time. Like, everyone's like Vinny and Jenny are FaceTiming me saying, can you show Nicole your face and tell her you're coming? You're coming. She won't film her behavior. We're all stuck here because she won't work until we tell her that you can come. I was like, oh my God. They're all yelling at me, so I was like, all right, fine. And they went to some club, the nightclub. Dina, I walked in. Dina was performing. She was doing.
Dina was performing on stage like freaking Shakira.
I thought she was going to share a round two crockpot recipe. She was so hot. She was so hot and bothered. But she was doing dump meals on the main stage, and Spooky and I were just at the thing turning up, and then you don't remember what happened, but there was someone got injured.
Was it me?
Yeah, you fell off a fucking stage and like in 40 feet onto the ground.
Okay, so the next morning, because me and Tina were so hungover, we couldn't film the next day. That's never happened. So I wake up the next day and my back was killing me. And I'm asking all the producers, I'm like, did I fall last night? I even asked Sally Ann. She was like, no, you were fine. You didn't fall. I'm like, are you sure? I go, my back is like in shambles. Like I freaking fell like really bad. And everyone's like, no, you didn't fall. I'm like, someone's lying here because something is not right.
So, you know, when you're sitting on the top of like the booth, like when your ass is sitting on where your back should go and your feet are on the seat where the seat should go, where your butt goes.
Yes.
You were just standing. You weren't, your butt was on it. Your feet were on the back rest.
Why do I do that?
Standing on it. And then you fell behind the couch. So after from standing all the way to the floor off the stage. So you fell like at least 12 feet.
How did I get up?
It was like a mosh pit. Like they all grabbed you and I had to lift you up from the floor.
What,
over a barricade?
I fell into random people.
Through the barricade into the audience.
Oh my God! I'm surprised there's no video of that.
There has to be. Or maybe they were really concerned that you split your head open, so they didn't record it. But
can you imagine?
I remember dragging you because you were stuck behind. You were wedged behind.
Help! Was I laughing
between the stage and the fuck?
Was I just stuck there?
you were unresponsive. You were stuck between the couch and the stage, in between there. So I had to they had to hold my feet and I had to go down like hold go down to get you.
Did they get this on camera?
I'm hoping. I don't know. I was underneath the couch getting you.
That's amazing.
Okay, now I'm getting hot. Oh, this is I need to get a thing, a thermometer. I remember the last time I bought a thermometer, it was the height of the pandemic, and I ripped it. That there was one left, and me and this old woman were like rushing to see that we saw it on the shelf. We're both hauling ass, and I ripped it out of her hands and went to the thing.
Stop, an old lady, Joey.
Literally, it's like I needed it for my peace of mind, because they were telling me, like, that's, if I didn't have that number, I would have died. I would have died.
Oh my God.
I need to know, like, my levels. Remember how scary that was? I probably have COVID. Do you guys still get out of work if I call and say I have COVID?
No, no one cares anymore, but. No. I remember, like, Lysol wasn't a thing, and I was Lysoling everything, and I bought, like, this crazy machine that, like, kills all the germs in your house. I think I spent, like, $1,500 on it, and I was, like, spraying it down like a psycho. And there was one bottle of Lysol left on Amazon. Guess how much I paid for it for one bottle?
$90.
Literally, $100. For one bottle of Lysol.
Yeah, Leah was buying hand sanitizer like that. It's like, just wash your fucking hands.
I can't. Wasn't great.
That was a wild time. Did you watch The Last of Us yet?
No.
How don't you watch that?
Because I want to watch it when I'm running, and I haven't been able to run yet.
Well, and you haven't found out the drama yet?
No. Well, Jenny basically, like, said something yesterday when we were working, and I just, like, put it out of my mind. So we'll talk about it next week, because I can't talk about it right now. I don't want to know.
It was a doozy.
Great.
What else are you watching? Anything news? No, there's a movie out called Sinners that everyone's talking about. We have to watch.
Okay, Sinners, done.
I haven't seen it all, but Michael B. Jordan stars in it, and it's like a horror movie, or it's like a spooky.
Oh, it's about vampires. That movie?
I guess so. Everyone's talking. Sinners,
why don't you watch it on your plane ride?
But how do I watch it in the movie theaters? You can't see it yet.
Oh, it's in movie theaters.
It's happening.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
No, but I thought during the pandemic, people couldn't go to the movies. They would release movies, like, in your house. I wish they still did that.
Oh, yeah. I feel like they do. Like, they leave the movie out in theaters for, like, a week, and then you can order it online.
Yeah, no one wants to go to the theaters anymore. I mean, I know it's a sad thing in the past, but you know what I mean?
I do love theaters, though.
Yeah, me too. It's fun for the date night, and now they're getting so good, because, like, in the city especially, they have theaters that have, like, bars and waitresses and stuff, so you can lay down, like, a recliner bed, and
they give you steak, you can get wine, they give you a blankie. It's literally beautiful.
What would you do if you heard cheek clapping? Would you tell?
No, I'd be like, get it. What would you do?
I would say, cockle me.
Cockle me.
But yeah, now they even have fancy ones that, like, you know, of course, everything has to, like, in the city, have to do it extra. There's this one, like, hotel that has, like, they serve, like, caviar and champagne. And it's like, and the room looks like it's from, like, George Washington's, like, $1 billion.
Oh, that is drama.
It's like leather. It's like, not leather. It's like these velvet, like, red velvet, like, chaise lounges. And it's, like, very chic and, you know.
I feel like you would go to that one because you love caviar.
I would go to that one. Yeah. And they show, like, only, and they, like, have theme, like, whatever movie they're playing, they'll, like, have menu items themed around it. So it's like, you know.
Okay, so if we were watching Titanic, what would they have for food?
Oh, they would have
caviar and champagne.
Yeah, they'd have, like, champagne. But they'd make probably, like, fun little things like the iceberg teeny. I don't know. Oh, I can't believe I was struck with an illness.
I can't believe you have to fly and feeling like that.
And I have to, like, my house, the ladies are just here, thank God. But my house is, I just have to make the bed. I haven't packed yet. What should I wear? What would you wear if you're going to like, white, like, trash clothes, right? Like, because you're going to be in a mud pit.
Yes. But last time I went, I think it was, like, a different event, though. I wore, like, a onesie, like a pleather onesie.
Oh, no. It's going to be 80 degrees there. And the thing at Daytona wasn't so bad, because Daytona is, like, you know, as Florida as it is, it still has civilization, like, in restaurants and, like, and things to do. And, like, regular hotels and stuff. This is an hour away from civilization. The closest city is Birmingham, which is, and it's an hour away. And then it's literally just a field and with miles and miles and miles of nothing, just empty fields around the thing. There's nothing around it. Our hotel is literally a fucking Hilton, not a Hilton. It's a Holiday Inn Express on the freeway.
The motel?
The motel.
Wait, why are you going to this? Like, are you like passing out drinks? I don't get it.
I'm going with Chili's. Going.
Oh, I love Chili's.
I'm going to ride the Dente. There's like a mechanical bowl of margarita. So I'm going to check out all the new margarita pop activations with Chili's. So, and Barstool.
Okay, that'll be fun.
But yeah, so I'm going to ride the mechanical bull, but it's the mechanical Presidente. Do you want to go to Chili's when I'm by your house? They're such huge fans of ours, and they keep inviting me to all this stuff. We should go there and have a triple dipper.
Where, in East Hanover?
Is there one there still?
Yeah, every time we go there, the whole staff freaks out.
Well, that's because
I'm like, Anthony, you need to get me like a deal with Chili's.
No, they would love to work with you. They work with me. They love me. They must love you.
Yeah, I want like a deal.
Oh, let's do it together. Maybe we come up with, I would like to make our own margaritas at the Chili's and have like named after us, like the Kurai Komen Cooler. And like, we should do something like that when we get our new podcast set up with our cameras.
Yeah, I want to do like an influencer scam with them.
And yeah, it's not a scam then. We get triple dippers. Like me and Billy went, they were giving out gift cards in Union Square. We went to that thing. We got free burgers and margaritas.
Ooh.
And swag. I got all these bags and like these beautiful tote bags with all these Chili's outfits and stuff. So cute. But yeah. Chili's.
Very nice. Shout out to Chili's. Yeah.
Chili's. Is that I want my baby back, baby back, baby back. Is it that one?
I'm disgusting. What?
Are you shitting out of your ass? Are you pissing out of your ass too?
No, I'm getting ready to go to the gym.
Are you going to watch the show?
No, because I want to do that on my Peloton when I get home.
You're such a spoiled little bitch.
I know.
I'm sad to leave Wiggles. Like I'm like on my deathbed. I've never been sick since I've had him. Like, I just want to lay in bed all day and have him breathe into my mouth.
Oh my God, I love that. I love when Rocky breathes in my ear and I hear him breathe.
My sister's coming here to watch him, so I don't have to leave. I'm a little concerned because my dog barks at her dog like an animal all day long. And I'm afraid, like, you know, it's going to like disrupt the vibe of the house. I don't want him like yelling and get people complaining that the dog's yelling. My dog yells though. His dog does. They both yell at each other, but my sister's coming to stay at the house, which is good. So I don't have to worry about him being outside or, you know, not uncomfortable. So hopefully she does nice things and takes him to the park. But
how long are you away?
I don't get back till Monday night.
So your sister's going to stay that long?
Yeah.
That's so nice of her.
It's a luxury accommodation.
What a good sissy.
Well, I hope she has parties. She should turn up and pretend. She should like try to go on like Hinge or something and pretend she's a rich businesswoman and try to get dick here.
Yeah, I feel like she's gonna play house and like pretend she's like
like a
rich like Vogue person.
Yeah, she's gonna wear high heel shoes out to walk the dogs on Madison Avenue. But yeah, I gotta say, not everyone in my life, but like you and my sisters. Leah, like you guys have been doing this for so long. It's my first time being a dog mom. It's like everyone is undeniably a better dog mom than me at this point because you've had them for years and you have, you know, I have breasts, but I'm not producing, I'm not lactating anymore. I don't have that. I have the motherly instinct, but like, it's something comforting knowing that there's a real mom watching my dog. It makes me feel so much better. Like, wouldn't you want to hire a nanny that had kids?
Well, yeah, but that's like how I feel with my mom. Like when I go away.
Yeah,
because I always that was like my biggest thing with like getting a dog, because I travel a lot and like you know our Disney trips that we do every single year that I know we're gonna keep doing every single year. It's like I'm not gonna bring Rocky and I don't want to put him in like the pet hotels, even though they are amazing because Gia used to go to them. But it's just like I want him to like be in a home and be loved and you know be spoiled and not have to like compete with other dogs. So I'm so glad that I have my mom to like take him and like love him.
Yeah. So it's safe to send some time with his cousin and like learn some behavioral skills. Hopefully she can teach him some tricks and stuff. He's been getting better. I think that once he gets fixed, I think a lot of this behavioral things, like he marks everywhere we go. Like we went shopping yesterday. He like peed on all the clothes at all the stores I went to.
Oh my God.
Sorry to the vintage stores. That was it. But it's like I want a little bit of a celebrity's pee. Like if you knew a celebrity was peed a little bit on your outfits you bought from the store, wouldn't that be like make it even more valuable?
Yeah, I wouldn't wash them.
Yeah, because you can get DNA and clone my dog. If you go, I'm not telling you which jacket it was in the thrift store that he pissed all over, but you'll know it.
But like, what's
your dog? You don't bring your dog in stores up in the city. You have to. Like, what would you do if Rocky lived his leg? Would you be like, you'd be afraid someone saw that, and then you would get canceled if you didn't say something.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't bring him in a store ever.
I'm gonna have to implement the stroller until he gets fixed.
Like a little baby.
Yeah. Have you ever put Wiggles on a plane? Your dog?
No, I mean he was on the plane when he came here.
But you never traveled with him.
No. I'm sure he would be good because he's such a good doggy. And I'll probably give him some like oils to calm down.
Yeah. I wanna start practicing with him on a short trip. So I wanted to like I probably bring him to Boston for the first trip because that's only like a 40-minute flight. And then like go up from there. Because what if he gets like anxious, like and wants to run around and starts yipping?
I know. That's why you have to like jog them a little bit. They say you can give like depending on the weight, like how much you give them, but they say you can give a little Benadryl. And Benadryl really knocks them out so they're like nice and calm and they're not freaking out.
He's immune. He won't fucking maybe that's when he has just coughs up. He was coughing.
What a freak.
Well, this has been lovely.
Well, this is lovely. I love you bitches. We're gonna have to record early next week because I am gonna be in Disney. And then the following week I won't be able to record because I'll be in Disney. So make sure we get it done early next week.
I know. Well, I miss everyone. I hope everyone has a good weekend. Spring has sprung. I want to say that everyone, if you're going through some uncertainty right now, just know that it's all going to work out.
Amen.
Whatever's meant to be will be. Amor fati.
All right. We love you, bitches. We're on Cameo. Hit us up.
That's
especially
right.
Joey.
If you're at NASCAR this weekend, come to see me in Talladega. I'll be riding the Presidente Margarita at Chili's in the infield. Come say hi.
All right, we love you, bitches.
Hi, girl.
It's happening.